is like unto a treasure hidden in a field. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In so many of our daily works, our tasks, the duties of our state in life, one temptation that frequently plagues us is the desire to be seen. How often we're willing to sacrifice the greatest of divine graces merely to live in the eyes of men. This is even more greatly true of our impatience, of the moments when we feel ourselves persecuted in even the smallest of ways. How often our corrections of those committed to our care, our children, our subordinates, how often we correct not out of a desire for their sanctification, for their betterment, for their improvement, for the common good, but merely to impress upon them that we in some way have been wronged. We want others to know that we have been wronged. Yet it is both a law of nature and a law of grace that much of the greatest growth that our Lord has ordained in His blessed providence happens in silence. Holy Mother Church grows like a mighty tree through the centuries, beneath the din and clamor of the world, of the often loud and bloody persecutions that have afflicted her in every age, and yet she grows, inevitably, by leaps and bounds, but very often hidden from the eyes of men. Saint Anne, the great patroness whom we venerate today, embodies this in so many ways. If we revere as we should and imitate as we must the hidden life of our Blessed Savior at Nazareth in the company of His Blessed Mother and of our own patron here at the shrine, her most chaste spouse, Saint Joseph, how greatly still must we indeed as well include in that veneration the veneration of the parents of our most Blessed Mother. We very often do not see the fruits of our labors. How true likewise for the great Saint Anne. She who, in the Church's traditional liturgy, we do not recite the creed for, we will on this day, because she is indeed the patroness of this diocese, precisely because she did not see our Blessed Savior. How many unspoken sacrifices in her own life, how many acts of loving kindness towards our Blessed Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the great unseen sacrifices of homemaking. How often did she give these services to our Blessed Mother, unaware that our Blessed Savior would use those very moments to fill our Blessed Mother with graces to prepare her for the high, unmistakable mission of the Mother of God. And so the lesson for us in the life of Saint Anne, as it is indeed in the life of our Blessed Mother and of our Blessed Savior, is that the greatest joy we can possess in this life is in the offering of our hearts to our Blessed Savior at every moment. As Blessed Columba Marmion says, by faith we possess the joy that is already to be ours in heaven. That if we are men and women of faith, we can live of that joy already now, in spite of present persecutions, in spite of present trials and tragedies, there is a joy and a peace that our Lord has won for us that is available to us at every moment of our lives. But it is a joy that is hidden from this world, a joy this world cannot know, and as long as we do not reveal it to it, it cannot take. This indeed is the true secret to peace, amidst so many tragedies in our present world. There is a greatness that shines in the Blessed Virgin Mary, but it is a greatness also that reflects on the hidden greatness of her mother, Saint Anne, even as her daughter's greatness, our own mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, shines in her divine Son. Likewise, the fruits of our labor, so many of them we will not see, and it is good that we do not see them. For indeed, our Lord has stored for us a treasure hidden from the eyes of the world, but hidden in His most sacred heart. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.